Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Understand the protest took place on the trains this time. I thought
side when it was suggested originally, but worked out fine. No incidents. No train stoppage. No disruption of service. Apparently, these protesters boarded the trains and took a train out to Oakland and back. Kind of thinned out the herd, though. I tried to check it out, and I wasn't going to ride the train with those fools all the way to Oakland and back. Followed it on Twitter. But I kind of sniffed around Market Street, and I did see some protesters. I did see some folks with signs and masks and all that good fun stuff. So there was definitely something that happened. Yeah, I don't know how effective it was. Hopefully, the people that were on that train that were passed flyers and talked to by the demonstrators learned a thing or two. Hope everybody had a good time. Well, it sounded like, you know, people were enjoying themselves. I saw the small gathering pass down Market Street a couple of times. And, yeah, good times. Also, Occupation Wall Street continues. The glory rolls on in Lower Manhattan at the newly renamed Liberty Park. Just before I jumped on the broadcast here, I tuned into some of the live feed going on down there, and general session is in session. Is there ever not a general session or whatever? A general, what do they call it? Where they just all sit around and talk to each other and echo each other's voice. Allegedly, the owners of the park are permitting the folks to spend the night there under the assumption that they won't amplify any of their voices or anything. So they have resorted to doing a call and response as a sort of human megaphone, if you will. But it's annoying as fuck, though, when you watch it on the live stream. I can only take about 10 minutes of it. And it just sounds retarded after a while. I understand that's the point. Is it supposed to be annoying to the people that are out there? But, And last night, like I did last night. Last night, I periodically checked in with the live feed. Going there, there's several live camera feeds. There's the popular one, the Revolution, whatever thingamajig. I have been tuned into that one at times, but the one that I'm using for the official broadcast here is a different. It's a different feed. My producers know the name of it. I don't know, but we're gonna hook that up again tonight during the course of the program. We're gonna check in with the protesters down there and see what's going on. If you want to join me, the number 347-826-7667 is the number. I think I have Anon Sicko with me here. Anon Sicko, is that you?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's going on?
Awesome. Not much, man. How was your day today, Bart?
It was good. I didn't really participate. I try to show up. I got down to Market Street around 6-ish, and just trying to figure out what was, you know, just to kind of scope out the scene and see what was going down. And allegedly, apparently everybody got on the train. And so I didn't get on the train, so I didn't really witness it. I was kind of like everybody else who wasn't the five or six people that were on the train. I just kind of followed it on Twitter. And then at a certain point, I heard they were going to be coming up at one of the stations. So I just kind of like cruised up and down Market Street, and at some point I saw what was the remnants of the riders. There's maybe five or six people with a bunch of photographers.
I heard you met Jackal.
I didn't meet Jackal. I saw him though. He's
okay.
Handsome man.
All right.
I didn't get caught up with the protesters. Like I said, it was Market Street. It was busy. It was literally only maybe about a dozen people at the point that I saw it, which was maybe around 7-ish. I don't know. I think it was after everything was pretty much done, and it was already thinned out, and it was just kind of like, I think they were headed to, where was it? The 555 California, the USGS page. In San Francisco, they have their own Occupation Wall Street little satellite thing, and that's up at, it's on California and Kearney Street at 555 California. There's a bunch of kids that are basically just squatting in this little area, which is, I don't even think it's, I think that, again, that spot that they're squatting on is technically private property, too.
Which one? I'm sorry, I missed it. I was reading the chat.
555 California, the spot where they're having the Occupy Wall Street satellite protest in San Francisco. Right.
I think you're right. I think it is, too. I don't know.
I'm almost positive it is. And that's why I think it's interesting is here these protesters, both in Wall Street and here in San Francisco, they're, they're protesting. It seems to be, their message is anti-capitalism and anti-corporation. Yet they're squatting on property that's owned by a corporation that's traded on Wall Street. I don't know if anybody sees the irony in this or the contradiction. But I just think that's kind of funny. Like they're not even squatting.
They're squatting on the only available land that they could actually squat on. They showed up at Wall Street and it was all blocked off. And everywhere they've tried to go since then, it was blocked off. So I think they just
I thought. Wait a second. I thought that they were supposed to be stationed at that one park,
Bowling Green.
Bowling Green, and that's a public park, isn't it?
Up there, public parks close at 10. So they were threatening to arrest everybody if they were there past 10.
So they
moved from there.
Yeah, New York has got the People's Republic of New York has some pretty strict rules as well.
Yeah.
More strict than San Francisco. I mean, you basically can't have more than one person congregated together their face covered.
Yeah, there were two people arrested a day for riding on the sidewalk, with sidewalk chalk.
Yeah. Here in San Francisco, you're required to ride on the sidewalk with sidewalk chalk, I believe. I think it's a requirement. And you know what's funny is I went by this, I cruised by this little 555 California, and you know what that is? It's just a bunch of gutter punk kids squatting on the corner. That's it. They decide instead of their cardboard sign saying, we'll fuck for beer or some shit like that, it says fuck corporations. It's just they don't give a shit, dude. They're just looking for a place to squat, and instead of doing it in Golden Gate Park, they're doing it downtown because there's some sort of protest that's secured this space for them.
I know on the 17th, when all of this kicked off, they had a few marches and everything. The teacher whose students got arrested at Opbart, he was tweeting from there, and he said they were doing several different marches, and then at all times they wanted to have somebody at that park. But other than that, I don't know much about what's going on in San Francisco. I think he showed up again today and was looking to see if anybody was there, and he tweeted a little bit, and that's all. After that, I got locked in Twitter jail for a while, so I went and watched the roast of Charlie Sheen.
How was that? I didn't see it.
It was pretty funny. There was a lot of racist jokes flying around, and I can't remember the one guy's name. He was dressed supposedly as General Gaddafi, which I thought was kind of tasteless. I mean, I understand comedians are tasteless time to time, but I think that was just a little bit too much, you know? It doesn't seem right, you know? It's one thing to be tasteless. It's another thing to mimic somebody who has murdered millions and millions and millions of people.
Right.
Well, I don't know if it's quite that much, but you know what I'm saying.
General Assembly. Yeah. Well, we should have a General Assembly on this show at some point.
I thought the show was a General Assembly at all times.
It is kind of a General Assembly, isn't it? Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But we don't. But the thing is, we don't repeat what everybody says. I think we should institute that.
I think we should institute that.
We won't do it now.
Okay.
But later in the show, because after a certain time, it gets loud, it gets late, and we don't want to amplify our voices. So we'll just we'll repeat everything later in the show, maybe at, I don't know, maybe the last half hour. And usually by the end of the show, there's hopefully a bunch of callers again, and it'll work better then. I'll institute that as a demand for everybody. Man, dude. I checked out, listening to the Ghost show today.
Yeah.
I was tweeting it, and did you see that chat room?
Yes, I did.
And what he has to go through? I mean, that's nuts. Like,
well,
my show is like child's play compared to his. I've instituted martial law a little bit, and I there was a couple of times maybe I didn't need to do it, but that guy has legitimate reasons.
How it goes to your head.
But that guy has legitimate reasons almost on the daily. Do you see what he goes through?
Yeah. Well, I think he brings it on himself, though. When you badmouth Anonymous and when you diss 4chan and I heard, just because you said he, prior to me tuning in, you said he was dissing Occupy Wall Street, stuff like that, that kind of, you bring that on yourself, you know? Don't stick your dick in the behind.
Oh, dude. Well, no. You don't understand though. He gets that without talking about Anonymous. And he talks about all kinds of stuff. He usually just talks about the markets and the economy and stocks and all that type of stuff. But the trolls found him and started just attacking him, and they've been doing it nonstop for years now. They've just gained in numbers over the last year because he got really popular on 4chan, and he's notorious for raging and feeding the trolls. So this has nothing to do with him talking some smack about Anonymous. I just tweeted that because that happened to be his subject, because he'll do a show and he'll talk about, you know, politics, whatever, entertainment, and he's an old fag, so he talks about the internet related stuff, and he'll every once in a while he'll touch on Anonymous, but it's not that chat room that you saw, the 500 over 500 users he had in there. He gets that on the daily, dude. That has nothing to do with whether or not he's pissed off Anonymous. He's already on B's radar. He's like, basically his chat room has turned into the 4chan incarnate on Blog Talk Radio.
4chan with the voice.
Yeah. It's the BTR incarnation of 4chan in his chat room.
Poor guy. I would not.
But he's brilliant. He's great. He's awesome. He's got all the built-in memes and the kids on there love him. If you go on YouTube, they have so many videos dedicated to him. It's disgusting.
I'm half convinced they're not trolling him out of spite. They just troll him out of love.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's a mutual admiration and respect. And yeah, I love his show. I think it's the most entertaining thing on Blog Talk Radio. But a lot of people disagree with me, but I don't care. I love it.
And with that,
you know what we're going to do? We're it's Mac Dre Monday. And we've been talking about all kinds of stuff. We're talking about Occupation Wall Street, and right now we're gonna take a minute to check in with the live feed over there at Occupation Wall Street. We're gonna connect us here, and so hopefully I get this right again. And right now we're gonna cut live to Liberty Plaza or Liberty Square, whatever the hell the fuck they're calling it now. In Lower Manhattan, this is Occupy Wall Street. This is live. We're going to go down there. Let's see what's going on. People appear to be chanting out of solidarity.
Is it live right now?
Yeah, this is live. Apparently international.
that didn't work for me.
Everybody, Lower Manhattan, it's apparently a multicultural affair. I know I tuned in earlier, and they said they were going to try to do some outreach up in the Bronx, and apparently that worked.
They, just prior to your show going live, the stream I was watching, they talked about they're going to, I think they'd come to agreement, they're going to march on MSNBC in the morning, and
Yeah, they're like, we want to get the attention of the news media. You don't want to watch an MSNBC then. Nobody watches MSNBC.
Right. But not only that, every time I see somebody crying that the mainstream media isn't covering it, well, two things. What do you expect? I mean, who pays their bills? And second,
GE, one of the single biggest contributors to Barack Obama.
Yeah, exactly. And then not only that, but they're exactly who you're protesting against. Why would you want them to support your cause? You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense. It just like people complaining that Michael Moore is not paying attention to – Michael Moore is not going to pay any attention to it until he can make some money off of it or get some notoriety for
exactly. it. Exactly. Yeah, he wants to keep – all these people are keeping this shit at arm's distance right now. They don't
even
know what
– He mentioned it tonight on the Rachel Maddow show. He mentioned it just barely. But all of them people, Adam Kokesh, I follow him on Facebook and Twitter. He hasn't mentioned it once. I mean, just all of them. The only revolutionary, and I say that in quotes so you can't see it, that has showed up and supported it is Roseanne Barr. That's insane. You would think all.
I saw Immortal Technique tweeted that he was going to go down there,
and I heard rumors
Sabu,
that Lupe
Sabu. I consider Anonymous Sabu a minor celebrity. He tweeted he was going to be there. I mean, there's some people that of note that were there. There was no Chuck D. There was no.
That's what I meant.
To be honest, I'm glad there was no Michael Moore. I'm not a big
exactly.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm glad that he's not there, and I'm glad a lot of these people aren't glomming onto it because it needs to be bigger than a celebrity, and
it's
you
like
don't
anonymous.
Know. You don't know. Maybe
it
these
needs
people
to be like anonymous. There is not a name attached to this. It is the people. You do not need fame. You do not need the celebrity there. You need the people there. It's like, I can't remember what I was going to say. Never mind. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't going to say anything other than, you know, what's his name was, as far as celebrity, I think the biggest celebrity is maybe Lupe Fiasco.
Lupe Fiasco. Him and Immortal Technique. I think I saw pair of two together. And then, but I know Lupe Fiasco, he's on his Generation Lasers tour right now, so he's not going to be able to be there. I tweeted Infinite Seven Mind, who put the song We Are Legion, and Beast 1333, who did the Anonymous song. And they both said that right now they're playing some shows, but if it's still going on, you know, in a few days, they said they're going to try to stop by. But other than that, I mean, it would be nice. It would be nice if you, because it would draw a little bit more attention. But like I said, you don't. It's not the celebrities you need there. We need the people there. And unfortunately, because of the way, the exact reason we're protesting the economy, because of that, a lot of people aren't able to make it. You know, like me. Hell, I've been scheming up ways to make it to this thing since I got fired a couple months ago. I was even at one point just trying to sell my computer for $250, and I can't can't find anybody. I couldn't find anybody to sell it to. I can't find a way to make it there. Earlier today, I was talking to some people, and they brought up the idea of hitchhiking. That sounds really, really interesting. Just from where I'm at, it would take me a week to get to Wall Street hitchhiking. You know what I mean? And yes, Cherry, I am dissing Michael Moore. Michael Moore is a hypocrite. Unless he can make money off of it, then he's not going to show up. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Speak your mind. You don't have to be sorry for saying what you're thinking. That's what it's all about, man. This is
the
open
problem
lines.
I might start talking too much because I'm unemployed and I don't get out much. I don't talk to people very much.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I might start talking too much. So just tell me to shut up if you have to.
Oh, I have the mute button. That's all that I need. And it's all right, folks. It's Mac Dre Monday. A non-sicko, I'm stoked that you're here. And stick around, bro. There's more fun to come here. We're just getting warmed up. Let's get stupid, yo. Call me. 347-826-7667. It's Mac Dre Monday, biatches.
To the lights, the people all stare. Oh, niggas in the bins with the dreadlocks, hell, smoke everywhere, waving at Madden on them wood grain dabbing with the license plate rallying, doing what we want to, hanging out the sunroof, mentally ignorant. When we go dumb, dude, gas break dip. We call it dope and do a donut in your whip. We call it dope and get stupid. If what we do good, ghost ride the whip while we dancing on the beat. I'm amped, feeling good. I'm hiking in a bitch face with the deer's face off of Nike. The women like me, I'm dipped in butter. I'll rob your butter, pimp the blood out your mother. I'm Mr. Stupid Doodle Dumb. Something terrible, tell them how we come.
We F-D-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all.
So hard, make my pants fall down. This be pound. Cuddy, where'd you get it? Oh, you ain't know? Dr. Dre did it. I come get it. Rapping and rhyming and dancing, pantomiming, acting like I'm driving. Then switch it up. Dance like I'm fishing. See, in the Bay Area, we dance a little different. The Bay bounce, the sizzle, the West Coast wiggle. Dude, it gets stupid. Come fuck with Drizzle. Call a hospital. He's having convulsions. No, he's getting stupid in his low yoke. And is the soul still open? We need him, that a privileged thing. That I mean, all in the dough. Like me, S-T-U-P-I-D.
S-T-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon' get it cracking like the Mardi Gras.
Let me tell you why we call it thing stupid. Cause when I dance, the chicks say,
you stupid.
You can do it. It ain't that hard. Baby, get dumb. Act like a retard. Shake your hair. Make it blow in the air. You gotta get into it. Growl like a bear. Now say why. No why.
Do the damn thing.
Girl, cut that shit up. Fill your cup. Don't be no punk. You don't look right if you really ain't drunk. Come on. Repeat after me. We go S. T-U-P-I-D.
We T-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon' get it cracking like the Mardi Gras. Get stupid.
Cherry Bomb, Halcyon, the Local Zone,
very bad. Over my boots. No thieves allowed. Reaper. And when to go. B-I-T-B for life. Biatches.
Gianni Pugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear. L'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV, a colori. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Pugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, yeah. Vince in the motherfucking Bay. It's Mac Dre Monday. What it do, people? Thank you to Punk Curmudgeon on Twitter. Punk Curmudgeon on Twitter says, listening to Vince in the Bay for the first time. Guess I'll catch the Anderson Cooper podcast in the morning. Good idea. Yeah. Put AC360 on hold and cuddle up to VITB. And we'll make this happen. I'm your audio erotic host, Vince in the Bay, and we're gonna do this for another hour and a half. And I have as my guest right now a non-sicko. A non-sicko has been weighing in on the various little happenings going on down there in Wall Street. We checked in earlier, and they were chanting "Si se puede." Very multicultural, diverse group down there in occupying Lower Manhattan, doing the dirty work so that we don't have to, you know, eating pizzas. I believe they're eating pizzas and having general assembly all day long.
Sounds like a good bus.
Yeah, good times, good times. It's basically, from what I can tell, it's Burning Man in, you know, in the concrete jungle.
They had sandwiches too.
Oh, they have sandwiches?
Yeah, somebody donated
the peanut
butter.
Are people having sex? We need some Occupy Wall Street babies created, you know, during
that
this
would
whole
be epic.
Something has to come out of this. How come there's no naked people? I mean, even Operation BART today, the naked guys came out again, holding it down. That's rule number one. Bring naked people. If you want to, you know, a lot of people are holding back for various reasons. You mentioned Michael Moore, of course, is abstaining because he hasn't been offered any money to show up. I'm waiting for the naked people to show up. Once I see the naked people are there, that's my cue that it's a legit protest. So that's my apprehension at this point.
Sex sells.
Yeah, pretty much. It is what it is. And, hey, more power to them, though. It's their, you know, if they have nothing better to do, they just want to hang out down there, do their thing, exercise their constitutional right to free expression, more power to them.
I tell you
apparently they've been pizza bombed a bunch of times.
Yeah, they shut down, they have a pizza named after them now. From one of the local pizza places, they have actually named a pizza place called the Occupy. They've named a pizza after them. That's a win
brilliant.
In itself.
That's brilliant. Yeah, see, people are capitalizing on this. This is great. See, that's the beauty of capitalism.
Occupy Wall Street does more for the economy than Wall Street.
I don't know about that, but okay. Yeah, it says 1% pig, 99% cheese. Well, is there no dough? Is there zero dough? Are you kidding me? Or that's just the contents of the, there's no sauce?
Well, I'm sure all that stuff's just assumed. I think they're talking about toppings.
That sounds disgusting. I don't want 99% cheese either.
That's pretty much what you get anyways.
New York pizza is the worst pizza in the world too. I don't know where it gets a reputation as being good. It's disgusting, dude. Your typical New York pizza, it's basically a piece of cardboard with some old gelatinous, God knows what mozzarella piled on it, and it's usually sitting under a heat lamp for 3 hours by the time you get to it. And if you don't have strong teeth, you could break a tooth biting into that goddamn thing. And you have to sop it up with so much. I'm one of those blotters, one of the people that if you got a lot of the grease boiled up on the top of the slice, I like to get a bunch of napkins and blot it out. Dude, you go through. You have to like wring out those goddamn things. It's disgusting.
Shaggy said, he went up there on Saturday. I think it was Saturday he went up there. And he said he ate the pizza, and today his stomach is all fucked up. And
I wouldn't touch that
shit.
He's
not
man.
Feeling good. Yeah, but if you're up there and you don't have anything else to eat, I bet you would.
That's the thing is people didn't prepare. I think these kids just showed up and thought that it was their parents were going to be there to take care of them. Oh, yeah, Lupe Fiasco is bringing pizza. We'll be fine. Oh, I didn't bring a sleeping bag or anything. Oh, shit. I need to wait. Oh, how does this work? Nothing's provided?
I feel kind of bad for him right now, though, because if it does start raining up there, it's going to get cold or they're all going to get arrested.
Hey, it could have been worse. They could have done this during Irene.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we're talking about the Occupy Wall Street protests that are still going on. We checked in a minute ago. They were, doing various chants. We can check in again if you want. Let's see what's going on over there now. Connect this back. Let's check in now back in Lower Manhattan with the Occupy Wall Street protesters. We're going to get this live feed pumped in here again. Yeah. Right. Wow. Wow. There's rambunctious kid. My God, it's almost 2 a.m. there. Okay, cut it. Thank you. All right. They're still rocking it down there. Lower Manhattan, Occupy Wall Street. Wow. Those kids are on fire. You got to admire their enthusiasm. You really do. And I hope they're cleaning up after themselves, too. I've seen some of the... it looks like a goddamn pigsty. I hope there's somebody cleaning up that shit.
Yeah, me too, because they were threatening... or there were rumors that they were going to call in the health inspector in the morning, so I really hope they do have it cleaned up. Because I don't want them to get shut down over some shit like that.
No. Craziness. Hey, if you want to join us, 347-826-7667 is Mac Dre Monday. I'm Vince in the Bay hanging out with Anon Sicko. We experienced another Operation Bart, sort of, or at least I did, sort of. And I don't know if it was, I guess it was maybe successful in that nobody got arrested, no disruption of service. Some people, I don't know. Seemed to have fun riding the trains around for a little bit. And Occupy Wall Street continues. And we don't have to talk about that stuff either. There's plenty on going on in the world. Big ups to all the chit-chatters. Mary Mad, si se puede. Yes, yes, we can, everybody. Yes, we motherfucking can, bitches. Oh, Pisspot Pete is in the building now. Hey, Pisspot Pete, it's been a while since I've seen you in the chat room. Good to see you there. Cyber War News in the building. Motormouth News in the house. Redneck, Reefer, No Thieves Allowed in the building. Merry Mad, Lull Zone. Who else do we have in here? Some people snuck in here when I wasn't looking. Cherry Bomb still here. Bob Bobbington, Artie's World, Anonymous Zeke, and of course Anon Sicko, who's with me here live on the line. Another thing I thought was interesting is a lot of the people that I was following on Twitter, I checked in with that Occupy Wall Street hashtag a couple of times. And, yeah, that seemed to be the big gripe. The protesters were pissed off that all the mainstream media, the corporate media, wasn't giving them any coverage. And I kind of was like, well, isn't that – what do you expect? Aren't these the people that are – more or less who you're, you know, rallying against?
Exactly.
People, what do you expect them to do? It's kind of like the people protesting Bart and freaking out that Bart is, like, pissed off and retaliating. Like,
I mean,
what do you expect is going to happen?
I understand them wanting somebody to cover it to help spread the word about it and everything like that, but you're just going to have to, we're going to have to spread the word ourselves. You know what I mean? That's how that's what we do. You know, that we've never had a problem spreading the word about anything else before.
Oh, this is the other thing that bothers me is the whole Tahrir Square moment. Everybody wants their Tahrir Square moment. And I think there's been this super ultra hyper romanticized idea of what happened in Egypt and how it happened and how social media was so instrumental in helping a whole peaceful revolution. And whether or not it was or not is debatable, but still, a lot of people have a very romanticized version of what happened and want to see it happen to them, and they feel like they want to be caught up in it. And this happens all the time. I saw it happen on Twitter in 2009, I think it was, when there was the Iran. Everybody's putting their making their avatar green. It was making me sick. I felt like I was following a bunch of vampires. That was kind of a trip, but it was like a bunch of people on Twitter just kind of wanted to will something into existence. Like, and they were all, a lot of people were disappointed when their Twitter revolution didn't materialize. And I think maybe Egypt gave people hope that, oh, hey, we can just through Twitter, just single-handedly. And in some cases you can, But I don't think I think when you're going up against Wall Street and you don't have a specific sort of message, you're going to fall on deaf ears no matter what. It's like, stand in line. There's so many people that protest the establishment and more or less those same entities already. And There's no reason why this particular group has to take any more priority over any of the other groups, you know?
Well, it doesn't have to, but all of those groups should come together at some point. You know what I mean? We really do. I don't care what anybody says. We really do have to change things. Things are really, really bad. Nobody can deny that things are really, really bad and only getting worse. But things can also get better too. You know what I mean? If we really got out there and really get in the streets and really get everybody's attention, they can get better. And it can be done peacefully. Unfortunately, in my opinion, I think they're going to force violence upon us. You know? And No Thieves Allowed just made a very good point. Tahrir Square, they're still not done over there. You know, all of these people up in Wall Street right now, they're getting impatient. They've been there for 3 days, and they want things to already be working. They think just because they showed up that the government and Wall Street are going to collapse, you know, and give in to them, and that's not how this works. You know, that it.
Unfortunately, that's not how it works. It kind of sucks, but just sitting in and deciding, oh, hey, we're mad at it. Although I have to give them points, though, for getting, you know, for actually following through with what they said they were going to do. They said they were going to post up for months, and that's what they're doing. So you have to give them credit for that. For lack of a centralized message, which is fine. I don't think that's – like I even said the other day, so what if you don't have any demands? In some ways, it's good enough just that they showed up. And, you know, give them time. Maybe they'll figure out and educate themselves and figure out why they should be there and why they should be mad. But,
see, and that's the points behind the general assemblies that everybody's well, that's all they seem to be doing. Well, that's what they have to do. You know, they have to get together and discuss what they want to do. You know, they have to talk. They have to bounce ideas off of each other so that way they can become one solid voice and then they will be heard. But until they're one solid voice, they will never be heard. You know, so they have to be patient. They're not being patient. They want it to happen overnight. And Tahrir Square has taken months. It's still taking, you know, forever. And that's just how it's going to be. And if these people aren't prepared, if they weren't prepared to be there for the long haul, they should have never showed up in the first place. Don't get me wrong. I'm completely behind them. I wish I could be there with them. But if they weren't ready, to stay up there forever, you know, for a year if they had to, then they should have never showed up.
Dude, I'm watching Twitter right now. Right now, Sabu is tweeting. He just tweeted Immortal Technique and Beast 1333. He's like, yo, fam, let's throw an impromptu show at Liberty Plaza. Hook up with Beast 1333. Let's make it happen. You know who's going to be in New York this week is Boots Riley and the Coup. And Boots Riley's totally down with Occupy Wall Street. And that'd be fucking badass. If that's what they need to do is just start doing shows. Like, I don't know why Lupe Fiasco didn't, you know, monkey wrench his schedule so he could at least do that himself. Like, why not have Immortal Technique and...
Because Lupe Fiasco, I mean, once you make that schedule, you know, he's probably had this tour in the works for a while.
Yeah, true.
Once he makes that schedule, in order for him to cancel them shows, he's got to pay a shitload of money, and he's got to do all this stuff and that stuff, and his record label would get pissed and all that, so I can understand why he didn't. But now, I don't know, the minute he gets a chance, he should be there. I saw something about he was going to donate a sound system to these people until the police told him they couldn't have one.
Dude, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I think that Operation BART should do. They have that Union Plaza. It's huge, dude. And you know what was going on today simultaneous to this? While the kids were riding the BART trains doing the protest, above ground in Union Plaza, there was a full mic system and a dance stage set up where these – I don't know. I guess they put this thing on in Union Plaza on – maybe it's on Mondays. I don't know. They set up a full dance stage and I should have fucking got video of it. I didn't even take a picture. But it was set up right there in Union Plaza, full sound system, and there was all these old-timers doing like – you know, tango and waltzes and crap. It was beautiful. It was like, why not do the same thing? Bring out a sound system, turn it into a fucking party, man. Like the 60s when they were just fucking, you know, in the 60s where they just
because
fucking
the cops
did
won't
shows.
Let them have it. The police
dude,
told
you,
them they
have,
can't have one up there.
Yeah. Rage Against the Machine did one with a megaphone once. They did acapella with a megaphone. Do you ever see that on YouTube?
They're not even allowed to have megaphones. They confiscated.
Oh bullshit! You can have fucking megaphone. They can't have them at night.
They can't have them at night in that little park.
But they can have them during the day. I'm not talking about overnight, dude. I'm talking about like doing a show during the day.
All right. I mean, I misunderstood what you were saying.
Yeah. But still, even if they gave you shit for
party,
that,
I thought night.
Even if they give you shit for that, you could do it a cappella, like, which is what they do at that fucking goddamn overnight shit where they just monkey, you know, Simon Says back and forth. Oh my God, it makes me want to puke. That in and of itself would turn me off from spending the night. Even if I was down for that cause, I would not stay the night just because that would drive me nuts. Hearing that, oh, you know, all night long. Oh my God.
Well, because, you got to understand why they're doing it. They're doing it so that way people can actually hear them. I was confused about that just earlier today, too. You know, that shit was getting on my nerves as well. But they do it so that way people who aren't close to the speakers, because they can't have megaphones and microphones and stuff like that, people who aren't right there can hear what they're saying.
Yeah. That's right. You know, if Mac Dre was here, Mac Dre would fucking play. He'd be like, fuck it, man. It's fucking fizz and peace, yo. It's Mac Dre Monday, and I'm going to get into
Sabu's
a new... What?
Tweeting. I said Sabu's tweeting like a motherfucker right now, trying to get
oh, he's fired up.
Artists, poets,
yeah,
everybody
fired
out there.
He's fired up, dude. No shit. Yeah, he's fired up, man. Good for him. Hey, everybody, it's Vincent the Bay. It's Mac Dre Monday, and I'm going to get into a track here that I've not played on Mac Dre Monday. This is an exclusive here. This is a little remix I found on the inner tubes. A dubstep, of course, of all things, the Bass Nectar remix of Thizzle Dance. Check it out, yo.
Hi. I'd like to introduce you to the Thizzle Dance.
Thizzle Dance?
Thizzle Dance, I said.
Thizzle Dance.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, punta calor.
Bart, and you're there. Agarra el bar y estás ahí.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, and you're there. Bart, vamos a fighting nut. Bart, and we're there.
Par le pied de Bart, on est là-bas.
Hey, Bart, you're there.
Bart, and you are there.
Bart, and you're there.
That's a good line.
Hit it!
tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Yarrai me!
Mentre la multinazionale Thompson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un finale in Bangkok.
Down goes Frieza! Down goes Frieza! Down goes Frieza!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, motherfucking Jaya. Hey, what's up? Vince in the Bay, back with you for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Mac Dre Monday. I've been playing Mac Dre tracks. I just played a Bass Nectar remix of Thizzle Dance. And, yeah, R.I.P. R.I.P. Mac Dre, Thizz in Peace. Yeah, so we're back. I'm Vince in the Bay with Adnan Sicko. And you, if you want to join us, the lines are open. Don't be shy. But we're holding it down. Got Goose Cream Soup in the building. Hello, sister. Good to see you in the chat room there, honey. Got a lot of nice little turnout. Thank you for coming out, everybody. I appreciate the listenership. And if you want to join the conversation, again, don't be shy. The number's on the screen. It's pretty easy to get a hold of me. Just call in and press the number 1, and I'll bring you on. People are hitting me up on Twitter. Quester09 said one naked guy had a sign around his neck saying, quote, gun. And Oppart, R.I.P. Leslie Nielsen. What the hell is that all about? Quester09, thank you for the tweet. I don't know what that's about. Is that at Oppart, maybe? One of the naked guys at the pro? Yeah, Oppart, obviously. Well, I guess one of the, I didn't see the picture. I got to see a picture of that. Pixar didn't happen. Pink Curmudgeon has been tweeting me a little bit in the show. Thank you, sir, for your participation. No, Pink Curmudgeon actually weighs in about the whole naked people in New York City. And this is Pink Curmudgeon's tweet. Is NYC as open to naked people as San Francisco? I'm thinking no. More than one person in a mask and sidewalk chalk is illegal. Okay, yeah, you're right. You're right. You can't wear, two people can't wear masks in public in New York. So I guess chances are naked people would be out of the question. Yeah. You're right. Good point. Man, it's fucking... I got that shit on lockdown in New York City. You can't do shit. It's worse than the People's Republic of San Francisco. I thought it was bad here. Man, the worst thing... Yeah. Wow. You guys are way ahead of the curve over there. I'm glad I'm not in New York anymore. Oh, man. No offense to New Yorkers and New York itself. Most of the people that are born and bred there, that live and breathe New York, God bless them, some of the salt of the earth, some of the nicest, most down-to-earth, friendliest people you'll ever meet. But there's a lot of leeches and cocksuckers and douchebags that have migrated to that city and turned it into a complete cesspool of scum and villainy. I mean, it's fucking, that's, you want to talk about Jabba's Palace, that's, or what do you call it, what was that, Cantina? Yeah, New York is sort of like the Cantina of the world. It's fucking just, it's gnarly, dude. It's a beautiful place, beautiful people, but there's just a lot of, it's a rat race. It's crazy. The weather sucks. People are miserable. It's dirty. There's shit and piss everywhere. There's rats the size of fucking horses. it's horrible. Unless you're a goddamn millionaire, you're miserable. And God bless anybody's soul who has endured a lifetime in that goddamn pile of garbage. But these people want to these kids want to tough it out and occupy Wall Street. God bless their souls. I hope they figure out what they're there for and what why they're pissed at Wall Street. I'm pissed at Wall Street. I'm pissed at everybody at Wall Street on Wall Street. I think there's a lot of players that are a little more suspect than others. I hate to deal in absolutes and generalities. I think it's really unfair to pigeonhole everybody that happened. Like you can't because who's everybody on Wall Street? I mean, at a certain point, you know, you're dealing with your uncle, your brother, your sister, your cousins, your mom, dad.
Do you blame the people or do you blame the system? You know,
I think it's more the people. I think there's individual folks that have gamed the system and done some wrongdoing, and I think those individuals should be brought to account. I don't think it's grounds to indict. Look at what regulation has gotten us. These people can't be naked in public without getting a citation now. It's ridiculous.
On the sidewalk without getting arrested.
You just have to deal with the fact that there's you know, good pros and cons to a free society, and you have to accept the good with the bad. There's a nasty byproduct of free speech and free expression, but it has to all be allowed to exist in order for a free society. Just like there has to be, you know, you have to be allowed to fail. And that's what I'm pissed off about is these so-called capitalists, these free marketers all failed in the marketplace and they had to go run to big mommy government to bail them out. And that's what pissed me off. This whole TARP thing where they just bailed out. They just scooped out a big crater full of dough and divvied it out to all their buddies who fucked up the fucking the mortgage crisis and all that shit and made all these derivatives trades, a lot of which has not been it's still just parked on the sideline. And the part of the reason why that we're stagnant is not because of all the rules and regulations, it's because there's so much debt sitting on the sideline that has to be paid down that you won't even register inflation because there's too much debt to fucking pay off. That's the nasty byproduct of this whatchamacallit, this fractional reserve banking. That's the nasty byproduct is debt, and that's the thing. It's the same thing with freedom of expression. There's the nasty byproduct or racism, you know, all kinds
of
crap.
I'm of the opinion that you almost can't blame people for taking advantage of a system. You have to blame the system for being able to be taken advantage of in such a way. You have to blame a system that allows the wealth to be put in the 1% of the population's pockets, not the 1% that has the money. You have to blame the system. The system is not working anymore. There is no reason a billion people should be starving on this planet when we have an excess of food, when we as America are growing fat. There is no reason for it. Just because they don't have any money, then something's not working and we need to find something better. You know, there's no reason people in Africa should be dying of AIDS when Magic Johnson's living just fine. Just because they don't have money to pay for the medication, there is no reason behind that. We live in a society that there's no incentive to help people anymore. You know, there's no incentive if you see a homeless person for a banker to give him some money to get him some food or for somebody to give him a job or something, there's no incentive for that. It's all be stingy, make as much money as you can, and that's the only way to live. And we have to fix that. And until we fix that, you know?
Yeah. Hey, let's take another call here. I got a call, area code 802. Caller, who's this? You're on the air. Hello?
Hey, Vince. It's Wendigo.
Wendigo, what's up, man? How you doing?
What's up, Wendigo?
Hey.
By the way, real quick, just want to shout out to Goose and say I hope you're feeling better. She's not feeling too good today, so just wanted to give her a shout out and hope she's feeling better.
Hang in there, Goose.
Oh, I didn't realize she was on the line. I missed that part.
Oh, she is on the line? You're kidding.
Oh, okay. No, I thought I heard her voice in the back. I'm sorry, I'm hearing things.
No, that's me strangling a small chicken.
Ah, that's what it was. Okay.
That's dinner. That's dinner tomorrow. Sorry, I'm just prepping now on air.
I bet you were doing voodoo. Okay. As long as you're just cooking dinner.
No, I'm not. Santeria? I don't practice Santeria. No. Not like Barack Obama's grandmother allegedly. Or no, his wife and his mother-in-law. That's what it is. I swear to God, I heard an internet rumor like around the time that he first was in office that allegedly, what's her name? Michelle's mom. She allegedly practices Santeria. I'm pretty sure I saw that rumor somewhere, probably on WorldNet Daily or some shit. But yeah, Google that. But I do not practice that on this show though. I cannot.
Just wait until after the show.
I don't condone it on the show or off the show. No, I don't. I mean, I understand that some people have, you know, Santeria is protected under the First Amendment. In fact, what's her name? Sotomayor. One of her landmark cases was that she ruled in favor of somebody who was sacrificing, I think, chickens in public on public land, but doing it as part of a Santeria sacrifice. And it went all the way to like a district court or something that Sotomayor was in, and yeah, she ruled in favor. I mean, it's their religious right to. It's part of the. It's the only of the five parts of that amendment. It's the only one that Bart hasn't. The Bart police haven't struck down yet.
Give them time. They'll do it.
We should. All the protesters should show up as priests.
There were protesters,
or Buddhist monks, or nuns, or just a mixture of all those.
That's great. Somebody just tweeted pictures from Occupy Wall Street of NYPD having to jump off one of their cars.
Oh, I saw a great picture of a protester getting arrested, but before he did, he pulled a cop over a barricade with him. Did you see this? There was a photo of this kid. He was wearing like some orange jumpsuit or hat or something. He was dressed in orange, and I think he jumped over a barricade and got in trouble. And one of the cops, I guess he jumped over and then back over a barricade, and one of the cops were like reaching out for him. And he got the cop got completely pulled over the barricade, and there was somebody captured a photo of him like mid air just falling over the barricade. He had the cop falling over. It was a pretty cool photo in action. It's probably the closest thing to any sort of physical entanglement that at least that I saw reported or documented.
Do you have a link to that picture? Because I didn't see that one.
I don't even know if I retweeted it or anything. It was just one of those things where you see all these. Every once in a while, I'll load up the Occupy Wall Street feed and see what's up with that. And I'll just click on things randomly, and I don't save half the shit, so I don't know. It's out there somewhere.
Looks like NYPD is actually going to let them set up tarps to protect against the rain. I just posted a link in the picture of a tarp being set up, so there's a link in the chat room.
I saw people with tarps already.
Well, a few people actually had tweeted that they had overheard NYPD saying that if they start setting up pictures or start setting up tarps. Sorry, I'm trying to read the chat and talk. It's not working.
No problem.
If if they start setting up tarps, then they're going to shut down the protests. So it's good that they actually are letting them set those up. That would be really, really messed up for them to not let them do that.
Yeah, let's check back in with what's our feed down there with the protesters. I have word that they're still up, they're still awake, they're still chanting. I don't know what they're doing. They're demonstrating still, but let's go back down to Liberty. It's now been redubbed, Liberty Square or Liberty Park. What's it called?
Liberty something. Liberty Park, I think.
Liberty Park. All right, yeah, it was Zuccotti Park or some shit, but before that it was Liberty Park, but now they've redubbed it Liberty Park. Let's see what's going down there.
Still
a couple people up, still chanting. The morning here, early morning. There you go, early morning. Liberty Plaza, early morning feed there from Liberty Plaza. Sounds like people are out there still doing the call and response. That's what they do. They can't amplify their voices with megaphones or PA systems. So that's what they're really good there. It's call and response.
And it's Liberty Plaza.
Liberty Plaza. There you go. Liberty Plaza. They're having their career moment in Liberty Plaza. The Liberty Plaza moment. There you go.
Marco Polo.
Wendigo, did you really just say Marco Polo?
Maybe I did. Marco Polo.
You're being right over there. I forgot you were on the line.
Yeah. I didn't want to wake the wife up.
Uh-huh.
She'll come out and let's roll a ferret on me or something.
We got Motormouth News lurking in the chat room, and also Artie's World. Thank you guys for behaving. It's Mac Dre Monday, and you guys are showing maximum respect here by not scrolling early on. Although I did notice you give me a T minus whatever 50 minutes a second ago. So yeah, that's cool. We're chill. We're good. We don't want to get too crazy. By the way, Goose Cream Soup is asleep, so everybody chill. Don't wake her up. And if you want, you can retweet this show. A lot of people have been doing it. Pink Curmudgeon did it. Cyber War News did it. Anon Sicko. And a bunch of people have been tweeting me as well. Cherry Bomb. Apparently Cherry Bomb got put on Twitter timeout and developed a new Twitter account, Cherry Bomb 88 now. So I guess we got to team up and re-follow her over there. It is a her, right? Cherry Bomb's a her. I keep picturing Cherry Bomb as a her.
Yes.
Thank God. I'm glad. And I get people's sexes mixed, wrong all the time.
Me too. Well, there's no women on the internet, so.
Typically no. Oh, but check this out. One woman that I can confirm on the internet, who I'm pretty much confirming now as a guest on Wednesday. I don't know if you were listening last night, but I was trying to get X25 Princess on my show. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yes.
Let me find her Twitter handle. It's X25_Princess. Yeah, that chick. She, I've been trying to get her on my show. And I finally cornered her on Twitter, and I was trying to get her on last night, but she's going to come on Wednesday and talk about, oh shit, what's she going to talk about? Oh, agriculture?
Doesn't matter.
Agriculture, yeah, yeah. And her butt, I hope. She keeps tweeting her butt. She showed her butt on the tiny chat that I at first encountered her at.
Oh, yeah.
So she seems like she might be a good time. And she's into she's going to talk about alternative fuels like veggie oil. I think she's a hippie or something. I don't know. I don't know what her deal is. She's a cyber hippie or something like to that effect.
You said it was X_25 princess.
No, it's X25_princess Lilith von Schuttop. Lilith von Schuttop. That chick. So she will be my guest on Wednesday. I confirmed her for Wednesday. She's an old fag. She's new old fag, kind of like crappy airbags.
Yeah, where is crappy?
I don't know. I tweeted him a few times. He's old, so he's probably asleep.
He's probably lurking in some tiny chat right now. And he doesn't make very many appearances unless Shari Wong is here.
Yeah, but usually he texts he tweets me back, and he didn't even tweet me back.
Oh, you didn't get a tweet back. I'm so sorry to hear that.
No, I was hurt. I was hurt.
People really freaked out when they don't, like, when everything doesn't work just right on Twitter. You don't hear from somebody for a couple of days. Like, what's her name? Kishu has taken a little hiatus from Twitter and BTR. God bless her. She needed it. And people suddenly think she's rage quit or she died or she got banned. It's like, what? Huh?
Oh, I know. I took a day and a half, 2 day break from Twitter, and I got more DMs in those 2 days than I have gotten in the rest of my time on Twitter. Of people, have you been arrested? Nope, I have not been arrested. I've done nothing to get arrested for. I just needed to step away from the computer for a couple days.
I know. It's insane, dude. Every once in a while, you need to force yourself to do it. I try to do it every day. I tell myself, just Vince, back away from the internet. It's okay. Back away from the internet. You can leave the internet for a while. Unplug from the matrix. It's a beautiful, gorgeous day outside. Enjoy the day. Enjoy real life. It's okay. The internet will be there when you come back. It's okay. You can leave the internet for a while. It'll be okay. It'll be there when you come back. Just remind you. Use it to remind yourself. Lowell's, I'm sorry, I get distracted here. Lowell's Own says, I heard from Kishu today. She's fine. I believe it. Thank you. Thank you for confirming that, Lowell's Own. Good. Good to know. Yeah, shouts out to Lowell's Own for confirming Kishu alive. And I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm alive here with Anon Sicko and Wendigo. And it's Mac Dre Monday. And I played a new Mac Dre track there a little while ago. It was some Mac Dre dubstep remix of Thizzle Dance by Bass Nectar. And yeah, we're going to let the glory roll on here a little bit and play some more Mac Dre. If you want to join me, I'm all here for you. I'm here for you. Call me. 347-826-7667. Ladies, by all means, don't be shy. I'll be gentle. as will a non-sicko and Wendigo, I'm sure. So, yeah, give us a buzz, and we're going to keep the glory rolling on here with some more Mac Dre. And I think what I'll get into is a little bit of doing what I do. That's right, Mac Dre Monday. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mac Dre. I'm back, baby. Oh, boy, where you been? Back. Boy, where y'all been? I'm out the roof of an old school, trying to campaign, smoking champagne, doing a damn thing, and it's a damn shame how these smurfs hate. But these Gilligans been tripping since my first date. Well, here's another knob, dope as a hover ride. Pull you the bump while you side through the parking lot. After the club, pulling on the dub, hollering at Hutches just trying to get dug out. Drought on niggas like me, M to the D from the ROMP, Boat Billy. Using gangster scare tactics, tennis shoe pimping in my Nike Air Maxes. Back on the street after 5 in the slammer. I'm looking saucy, somebody get a camera. Oh, you mad? I ain't mad at you. I thought you knew. I'm just doing what I do. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with you.
Or fucking with
and
you.
And damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
She heard a 15's knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out buttered and she had the job. I'm a whole magnet heat. I'm gon' pack it. Dough, I'm gon' stack it. Lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene. Always smoking green in the pen. I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your nigga D, Mac Driggity. Back in the V, look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with kibbles and jits. Big face, $100 bills got me straight face. Gunning for the skill, I'm running with the peel. Going for two, with the double R cool. Doing what I do, I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, so I ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, so ain't fucking with you.
Mac D.R. Ebonic. Dope as chronic. Put it to a beat and make it stink like vomit. Boy, I'm a fool. Human jewel. At the studio, turning blunts into Duvels with D-Con, cause he keep D-Bomb. And the crest side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight shift getter. And she gotta pay for Dre to get with her. No dough ho. Leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are when we ride. It's the country club crest side crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla gurping, stay out the way, boy. And bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I
bitch,
do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
Thank you.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating,
In the Bay. Hell, hey, everybody. Vince in the Bay. Stop hating in the Bay. Note the use allowed says, Vince, all the trolls are on the NYC site. What NYC site? What trolls are on what NYC site? What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm totally lost. I just had some candy corn. Mary Matt, I apologize. I shouldn't be getting back into the candy corn, but I got some of these caramel candy corns. These are like top shelf in the candy corn world. They're if you don't know what I'm talking about, they're the brown candy corns, essentially, like beige and brown colored, and they're sort of like sponsored by Milkmaid caramels. Basically like a caramel candy corn. Yeah, that's what they are. It is a caramel candy corn. It's amazing. Oh, so good. I love it. Halloween's the best. Lulz Owen in the chat room. I guess I'll do some Q&A with the chat room. Why not? Q&A with the chat room time. Lulz Owen in the chat room asks, Vince, what mic you got? Well, I am using the SM58 microphone, Shure SM58 microphone, and that's it. No windscreen. I probably should get a windscreen or something on it, but I'm just too lazy. I have a couple other mics that are nicer than this, but one of them's kind of on the fritz, and the other one I'm too lazy to dig up, so this is kind of quick and dirty and does the trick, so I just go with it, baby. Durable, portable. What do you want? Yeah, so there you go. What else do we got going on here? Goose Cream Soup says that she wants candy corn. Goose Cream Soup, I believe you were sick. You were complaining of being sick. And I don't know if you need to be eating candy corn. I don't know if that's a good idea. But whatever. Anyway, I'm back with Anon Sicko and Wendigo, and we're kicking it freestyle here off the top of the dome for another half an hour. Mary Mad says, Vince likes his mics like he likes his women. Durable and what did I say? Durable and something?
Cheap.
Portable.
Or, I don't know. It gets the job done. Oh God, Motormouth News is T minus 32 minutes. That's right, 32 minutes until the scrollathon to the orgasm. The climax of the show is the scrollathon that ends the show. If you ever get a chance. I should post the chat logs after every show because some of the artwork is amazing, especially No Thieves Allowed. What is No Thieves Allowed talking about? Positive thoughts to Vince, mostly rechargeable batteries. I don't know what that means, but I appreciate the sentiment. I like chat room Q&A. Artie's World asked me, where did you live in NYC, Vince? What? Shit, I missed it. What part of? Okay, Artie's World is asking me what part of NYC I lived in. I lived in Brooklyn when I lived in New York. I lived in New York for 2 years, mostly all in Brooklyn. I bounced around Brooklyn. The first neighborhood I ever lived in Brooklyn was Bed-Stuy. Believe it or not, Bed-Stuy, do or die. I lived in Bed-Stuy for like 6 months. I was the only white dude on the block, at least that I saw. It was kind of gnarly. I felt like I was living in a Spike Lee movie. It was kind of cool, actually. I experienced my first block party. We never had block parties in the suburbs growing up in California, at least not my neighborhood. And apparently in New York, every neighborhood, at least this neighborhood, is shut down the street, you know, park a car on each end and turn it into a big carnival. And everybody's got barbecue and there's just food and booze and shit's just flowing. It's good times. If you've never experienced a New York block party, especially in Brooklyn, it was kind of ghetto, but it was kind of ghetto. It was and parts of Bed-Stuy are straight up ghetto still. You know, there's some rough areas still left to be gentrified in Brooklyn. Brooklyn is huge. People don't realize that have never been there. Is if Brooklyn was taken out of New York City, the technical whole five boroughs thing, it in and of itself would be in the top 10 biggest cities in the United States just by itself. It's huge. There's so much. There's such a vast frontier of ghetto yet to be conquered. But the hipsters and the activists and all these people, they've slowly eroded that landscape. It's interesting. It's such a trip, man. New York City. You really don't realize what a melting pot of cultural mayhem is going on in that city. It's just nuts. It's nuts. People come from all over the globe to go to that city and try to make it. And then you have that mixed in with people who have been there for generations and generations. It makes for a very interesting landscape of cross-section of people. I loved it. I loved living in New York. I'm glad I'm not living there anymore. I'm happy to go back and visit it again. I'm definitely a Californian at heart. I will always be a Californian. There's just no way. In fact, when I lived in New York, everybody kept saying, like, wait, why did you? Because I moved there from California, obviously, and people thought I was nuts. They're like, what the fuck are you moving here for? Everybody here wants to move to California.
I wanted to go to California when I was a kid. Not so much anymore.
Yeah, there's too many people here. We don't need you. We're good. Well, it's too many earthquakes. Too many earthquakes. It's crazy. There's naked people too. There's naked people everywhere. It's great.
Well, I actually think it's all the natural disasters and stuff that I would not want to be around.
Oh, I want to apologize to Punk Curmudgeon. I keep calling Punk Curmudgeon Pink Curmudgeon. That's my bad. You do have pink in your little avatar thing. Maybe that throws me off. But I should catch myself. It's Punk Curmudgeon on Twitter. But he made a joke. He said, okay, Vince in the Bay calls me Pink Curmudgeon one more time. I'll have to make it my Twitter jail account.
I need to make one of those.
I've never had the need to go. Well, I think I went in Twitter jail maybe one time, like when I first like figured out Twitter.
I get jailed every Monday and have been jailed once a day at least ever since Occupy Wall Street started. So I really need to make a second or third account, because like today when Op Bart was just getting started, I got put in Twitter jail just at the very beginning of it and missed out on all of Op Bart.
Yeah, I think we're at this point kind of just waiting for the next thing to come after Twitter. It's obvious that Twitter's been, you know, Twitter's manipulates results.
Right. I don't get Twitter. They will let porn be posted all over there. People talking about hacking all over there. But yet, when it comes to something like Fuck Wall Street or Occupy Wall Street or something like that, then they want to censor that and they want to control and manipulate people from seeing that. But when LulzSec was going on its tear, and, you know, Anonymous, when they, you know, when the hacks come out from there and all that, Twitter has no problem with stuff, you know, that stuff getting posted. They just don't want them to see anything political, I guess.
Oh, speaking of Punk Curmudgeon gave me a tweet about the with the link to the picture of the guy in the orange hat with the picture of the cop like falling over the barricade. Fucking badass here. I'm gonna post this in the chat room right now. Check this out. Bam. That's what that cop got pulled over the barricade.
Oh, that's epic.
I'll get you, you crazy orange hat person. How dare you, sir? Look
he
at
looks
him.
Looks like a neon
like,
village
acts
person.
Like he's fucking like he's got like he's Superman or something. He's like flying in the air almost. What? The guy that's on the other side of the barricade with the gray suit looks like he's like cupping his breast. He's like
copping a feel.
He's copping a feel. Mitty's like, this is a perfect chance for me to fucking feel his tit. I wanted to get a piece of that man tit.
I mean, I was just helping you, guy. I was just trying to help you. That's all. That's all. I was just trying to help you.
Did you pinch my nipples as I was grabbing that that guy in the orange hat? No, I was just helping you. I don't know. Did that happen? Because it felt great. It really, it made it all the more a rush to bring that gentleman to justice with having you pinching my right nipple. As I'm apprehending him, serving and protecting while you're serving and pinching. There you go. That's
your selectonite stick.
That's our finest, New York City's finest, going out of the way to serve and protect the citizens of New York City.
Or to just protect the bull.
Like, what's going to happen to that bull? Is somebody going to just, like, pick it up and put it in their truck and take off? What are they afraid of?
Well, they let everyday... They let everyday citizens, you know, tourists and stuff get to it. But when people want to protest around it, nope, won't let them near it. Now you can kind of see the logic behind that because protesters are probably going to be a little more hostile towards the bull. But it's just a freaking bull.
You know what I never understood? You got the bull on Wall Street. Where's the bear? How come there's not a bear?
Well, sure, they're not going to put a bear there. Wasn't the bear the symbol of communist Russia? So it would not make any sense to have a bear.
No, the bear is the symbol of a down market. The bull is the symbol of an up market. The bear is the symbol of a down market. It's the yin and yang factor. You know, buy low, sell high. If you think if you're bullish on something, you think that the stock's going to go up. If you're bearish on something, you think the stock's going to go down. They have a bull symbol, then they should have a bear symbol somewhere. Because somebody should just dress up as a bear and wrestle the bull. That's probably what they're worried about, the bear. That's what they're protecting it against, the bear, not the protesters. There's a bear out there somewhere that's going to wrestle the bull down. That's what it is. Yeah, they should make a bear statue. You know what? Mary Mad says they should make a bear statue. The protesters should do that. They got enough goddamn time on their hands. Somebody get in the General Assembly and suggest a bear. Somebody erect a bear statue, an effigy, whatever you want to call it. Oh, man. Shouts out to Caramel Candy Corn. So good. Oh, my God. There was something weird on the floor of the studio here under my desk. I couldn't figure – I felt like I was – one of my feet was I don't know what it was rubbing up against, but I reached down and found it, and there's some little fruity little chain thing. Never seen a thing in my life, and I have a feeling where this has come from. Speaking of Kishu, I think she left some fruity little chain in the studio here. What the fuck?
She left all
sorts of little trinkets, little parting gifts for me. She left half of her beauty products here. I can't even get into my goddamn shower without knocking over a bunch of her little beauty products, shower products that she left here. God damn it. What the fuck, women? I don't understand it. How do they do it? How do they manage to have like 8 different things to apply in the shower? What do you need to fucking wash and wash on and wash off shit with? Wash on. What would you wash something on? What? I mean, seriously, how many goddamn soaps do you have to have?
37
in a row.
At least. Sorry, no megaphones. We can't have megaphones. It's after hours now. You just have to have if we get enough people in here, we could start doing the call and response, but it doesn't work very. I think it'd be kind of depressing if it was just the three of us.
Probably.
So if anybody else wants to get in, that could be an inspiration for others to call in. Don't be shy, people. I know it's Mac Dre Monday, and maybe you people are a little bit too thizzed out right now, but there's 15 minutes to go. Plenty of time to call in. We're pretty much done checking in. Well, we can check in one more time with the protesters. They just seem to be chanting stuff, and I don't know. It just sounds hectic down there. They just keep chanting the same shit over and over. But I guess we can give it one more shot before the end of the night. And yeah, if you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. And we can chop it about whatever. We can talk about Occupy Wall Street or not. Or Operation BART. During the day, people were calling it Occupy BART. I thought that was funny. Occupy BART, you can't Occupy BART because it's not open. Unless you just want to like post up outside the station, which some people kind of do already. They're called homeless people. Now there's a fine line between, it seems these days there's a fine line between being homeless and being a protester. And I think that's indicative of the times that we're living in. I think unfortunately, unless things don't get better in this economy, you're going to see more shit like Occupy BART or Occupy Wall Street. It's going to be more of these gutter punk kids that are just going to be, creeping into every street corner. If the unemployment continues on like it does, if it somehow doubles, then I think you're going to see some real mass gatherings, and people are going to. They're going to have demands probably. It's not going to be the right to speak. It's going to be the right to fucking eat. I don't know. It's just me. Charlie, what do you think?
Mole, S-H-I-T.
Charlie Sheen, who apparently had a roast tonight. I missed it, but I had...
It'll be all over Comedy Central. You'll get to see it again, I'm sure. They're going to play it 3 times a day for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get Comedy Central, so maybe it's on the website.
Maybe. I'm sure you can probably find a warrant for it.
Are you kidding me, dude? I thought... hang on a second. I got a call here. Let's see who this is. Area code 937. You're on the air. Who's this?
Goose Cream Soup.
Oh, my God.
Hi, man. Goose.
Hi.
How are you, darling? Are you feeling better?
No.
What seems to be the problem, and what can I do to make it better?
I don't know. I'm just in a lot of pain.
Should I give you a full body massage? Is that what you mean?
I don't know.
Winning.
You should give me all your candy corn.
Oh, my caramel candy corn?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, I don't know if I can do that. I can give you some. Shit's fucking good. You've had these?
No, I just like candy corn.
Well, if you like candy corn, if you're a connoisseur of candy corn, you will definitely appreciate caramel candy corn. It's next level candy corn.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Charlie's a little fired up. He just set his roast on Comedy Central. I saw there's a picture of him backstage at the Emmys with the guy that's replacing him. What's his name?
Ashton Kutcher?
Ashton, yeah, whatever. It's such a chick's name. Am I wrong? Is that not a chick's name? Ashton?
No.
That's a chick's... Ash. That's so... He's a model, though, right? Isn't that what he came out of? He wasn't an actor. He's a model, wasn't he? That's a stage name. That's a stage name. That's something like straight out of Zoolander. Ashton.
I don't know. All I know is he, to my knowledge, he got started on That 70s Show.
Yeah, but I think he was a model before that. I'm pretty sure. He should go back to modeling. He's a good-looking guy. But what's up with all the facial hair? Why has everybody got to look like a dirty fucking hippie nowadays? Like, all these protesters that were going out there, they were already grunged out. I don't get it. They already looked homeless. Half of these people are already homeless. Look like they've been, day one, they already look like they've been camping out there for a week. It's crazy.
I can't say anything. I just shaved all mine off, so.
Yeah, I still look like Grizzly Adams.
That's the other thing I don't understand. Anonymous is supposed to be clean cut in a business suit, right? How come these people are always got, T-shirts and facial hair, and they just dreadlocks and fucking look the part, dude. You guys got to come out in suits, clean cut. That would freak them the fuck out, dude. Everybody was dressed the part. Oh my God, that'd be awesome.
I don't own a suit, nor I haven't worn a suit.
You don't even need a mask. Just dress up nice. I mean, you're in Wall Street. Why don't you gotta you know, you're on a different turf here. You gotta play the part. You gotta blend in. That'll freak them out when they can't tell the difference between a protester and a Wall Street employee.
I think
that'll freak them out if you just blend in all of a sudden.
I think the protesters were talking about trying to do something like that on Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay, and broadcast it on fucking live stream so the feds can see you too. That's perfect. Good idea. And make sure when you're doing it, you're yelling and having everybody echo everything you're saying. Yeah, great idea. Talk about telegraphing your fucking move. Even the NFL doesn't do that shit, dude.
No, they just want to pat down everybody.
Oh yeah, that's the new police state tactic is locking down everybody. Now you got to put up with getting molested going into the goddamn football game. Yeah, not only do you have to explain this to your kids when you go to the airport, now you got to explain it to your kid when you take them to the ball game. All right, son.
We're not becoming a police state. We're becoming a rapist state. Everybody just wants to rape everybody.
It's ridiculous, man. There's no need for this when I was a kid. Why is there a need for it now? It's stupid.
Oh, because terrorism, you know? Terrorism. Everybody's if they don't pat everybody down at football games, somebody's going to blow something up.
I'll tell you what's going to blow up is my stomach. I'm eating too many goddamn candy corns. I'm going to get sick again.
This was the night that Vince...
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Oh, my God. So good.
You keep eating them.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. So good. Well, we're getting close to, dangerously close to being moments away from finishing this little shindig. It's been Mac Dre Monday. And I thank everybody for coming out. It's always a pleasure to pleasure you. And I hope, I'm getting it. We can do some more chat room Q&A. Let me see. I'm going to get a message here. Vince, riddle me this. There's thousands of homeless people and we can only get 200 to protest with free pizza. That's right. That's true. Good point. Somebody anonymously messaged me. There's thousands of homeless people and they can only get 200 to a protest with free pizza. What does that tell you? It's crazy.
Tells you that people would...
They need more than free pizza. More than free pizza.
No, in my opinion, people are scared to stand up and make a stand. I mean, when you see stuff like the G20 summits, you know, where people were getting beat and arrested, and nobody wants that. No matter how bad things are, nobody wants to get beat up by a cop. Nobody wants to get put in jail. Well, some people want to get put in jail, but the majority of people don't want to get arrested. They just want to live their lives, and no matter how bad things are. And that's really sad, but, I mean, it's the truth. You know, nobody wants to get beat on by a stormtrooper, and that's why they don't show up.
You're right, Anon Sicko.
Thank you. But, I mean, at some point, I mean, even, I mean, when, look at the Middle East, they were, and these people were getting killed when they spoke out against the oppressive regimes, and eventually it did get to be too much, and eventually they did stand up. And while, yes, they're still getting killed for it, but now they are making their stand. And, I mean, it's going to take something drastic for something to really start changing. I think Occupy Wall Street is just the tip of the iceberg. I support it with all my energy. But I don't think just occupying Wall Street will make them, it'll make them change anything. No, they don't care. They don't care about us now. Why would they care if we're sitting outside of their buildings? They still have their yachts and their private planes and their billions of dollars. You know what I mean? So they're not going to care if we're chanting outside of their streets. They don't care when, doesn't matter who you vote for. They're going to put who they want in office. It's going to take, and I'm a peaceful person, but it's going to take riots and, you know, a police state crackdown and stuff like that for people to start seeing the truth. And it's a really sad, sad thing, but that's just how it's going to be.
Mary Matt in the chat room is suggesting that people dress up like bears and dance around the bull cage. I guess it's kind of being caged. The bull is actually in a cage right now. It's crazy. It almost looks like the police are occupying the bull. It doesn't look like they're protecting the bull. It looks like the police have actually caged the bull. We've captured the bull. You can't protest on the bull because we have captured him. The NYPD.
Yeah, there's
all
been
your
a lot
bull.
Of...
Like
Go
who
ahead.
Does that bull? Who does that bull technically belong to?
I'm sure it was paid with tax. I'm sure it was built with taxpayers' money.
I think it's Morgan Stanley's.
I wouldn't be surprised if that thing's private.
So it was built with taxpayers' money then, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. They steal our money, and then, I mean, they do. They steal our money, and then they want us to give them our money, and then they charge us for giving us them our money. You know, I mean, it's a shame. I don't know. I personally do not understand why there aren't people marching in the streets daily, and not just and in every city.
Yeah. No doubt. Hey, let's. We lost. Did we lose Goose Cream Soup? Oh, I think she rage quit. Yeah. Oh well. Hey, you can't please everybody.
I think she's just mad because you wouldn't give her your candy corn.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I need to stay away from these candy corns. Oh my god, so good. All right, hey, we're gonna wind things up here. Before we leave, a non-sicko, anything you'd like to say? Any final shout-outs before we leave?
No, just support Occupy Wall Street. Even if it looks like nothing's happening now, it's the tip of the iceberg. You know what I mean? Things have got to change, and if we don't change them, the system's not going to change itself, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Amen, brother. Thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate it. Wendigo, anything you'd like to say in parting here?
Let's see. Occupy Wall Street, good stuff. I can only really echo Sicko here. Tip of the iceberg. There has to be more. I think there will be more. I think by the end we'll all be pleasantly surprised and happy. Get some hoping. But I could be wrong. What do I know? And thanks for having me and putting up with me. You rock.
Right on. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it, Wendigo. Thanks again to Goose Cream Soup for calling in. It was good to hear your voice, honey. Hope you're feeling better. Or hope you feel better soon. And that's going to do it for another edition of Mac Dre Monday. Thank you all for tuning in and tweeting me. Thank you for coming out and holding me down in the chat room, everybody. Anon Sicko, Artie's World, Bob Bobbington, Cherry Bomb, Goose Cream Soup, Icon _ Lolzone, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, No Thieves Allowed, Pink Curmudgeon, Reefer, Stabbing the Cugs, and Wendigo, rounding it out in the chat room. Thank you, everybody. And I appreciate you guys holding off on the scroll-a-thon. Although Mary Mad is not scrolling. She's actually typing full paragraphs of worth of commentary in the chat room. I appreciate your contribution, Mary Mad. Big, big ups to you. And, yeah, that's it. I'm Vince in the Bay. Thanks for coming out. I'll talk to you again soon. I'm going to have that show on whatchamacallit, on agriculture this week with that X25 princess. So watch out for that. And, yeah, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And I'm going to get out of here with one last Mac Dre dubstep remix. Peace out, everybody.
Thank you, very nice.